Discussion at the October 26 Chippewa County Board of Commissioners work session meeting had only one item on the agenda. The purpose of the workshop was to discuss the financial status of the home health and hospice programs operated by the Chippewa County Health Department and to inform the board whether or not they want to make any changes to the program. After that meeting, the Hospice of the Eastern UP hoped to end rumors that its operation and services will cease. We will do whatever it takes to make sure that we remain open and that our services continue for the community, explained Tracy Holt, Executive Director of Hospice of the EUP. When I first heard about this, I said to myself, this can't happen, we will not shut down because of their decisions that they make. We need to work together to find a way to continue the services for the community. Our hospice house is run by our own board of directors and we partner with the health department. We want to continue working with them, Holt continued. Abby Christensen, president of the Hospice of the EUP Board of Directors, weighed in on the issues that the county board has tabled. We know how important it is to work with everyone in the community. We are willing to do what we need to do to serve our community members and families, Christensen said. I think when opportunities like these arise, it gives you different avenues to look at different ways to collaborate with others to provide for the community, added Christensen. The Chippewa County Health Department is the only health department in the state of Michigan that still has a home health and hospice program. In that work session, the county board laid out their concerns regarding the financial situation of that program heading into the 2024 county budget. They said substantial losses in the programs this past fiscal year near $600,000, thus are considering eliminating the health department program. The county board laid out four options for the upcoming 2024 budget. Continue with the way they are currently running and when the fund balance is depleted put additional funds to cover any losses. Consider the possibility of a millage for the home health and hospice program of the Chippewa County Health Department. Discontinue operating the home health division and continue operating the hospice division. The hospice division would still need intake, supervisor, social worker, nurses, aides and biller. Discontinue operating both the home health and hospice programs. The county could see if there is anyone who would be willing to buy the programs. Selling the programs may be possible if there is an organization out there that would like to come to Chippewa County and start a home health and hospice program. After presenting these four options, rumors swirled that the hospice of the EUP will cease operations altogether. Holt wants to clarify that Hospice of the EUP will not shut down no matter what the county board decides on the health department's home health and hospice programs. She has already met with my Michigan Medical SU administrators for assistance. She says they have been really receptive. We will absolutely work with the hospital to make sure that we do not have any hiccups in our services. Hospice is in the forefront in the community right now and we want to make sure there is no delay in getting into hospice whether here at the hospice house or in the patient's and family's own home, said Holt. Hospice services, if they were discontinued, would be detrimental. To be able not to offer the hospice house in the SU, but to expand and offer the services to Detour, Pickford and Rudyard is invaluable. To not bring together families during this end of lifetime, you can't have that, concluded Holt. The next Chippewa County Board of Commissioners meeting is November 16 at 4:30 p.m. and will be held in the Chippewa County District Courtroom. The 2024 budget will be discussed. The meeting is open to the public.